If ever you take an oath to do something wrong in your life, then you won't have to fulfill your oath. Instead, break that. You must give recompense, kafara. Now those parents should ponder, who take oath from their children and say, even if I die, you will not meet so-and-so relative. You would neither go to their function nor invite them to yours. Then a child thinks, my mother had given me oath, that's why I don't go to my uncle's house. My father had taken oath from me not to meet so-and-so relatives. Oh my dear, that oath was wrong at first place. If any act which is impermissible, for example, if someone takes oath that I will not offer salah in future, what do you think? Will he offer salah or he won't offer? Of course he will offer salah, but he'll give recompense. It's not like I won't offer or fast, because I'll end up breaking my oath. Mahawallah, if someone took oath to do something wrong or haram, he'll have to break the oath. He will not commit that sin. He'll have to give recompense, kafara, for that. And remember, such oaths must not be taken. Now let's ponder about an issue of breaking ties. Such issues are seen whenever any happy occasions in families arrive. Relatives start remembering each other's faults or mistakes. Some are those who do not invite others. And if someone invites, then there are some who get opportunity to refuse. Now I'll take revenge. They should come to my home and say, sorry, then I'll go. They did this to me, that to me. Whole family remains in tension. But unless or until that uncle, brother or relative will not come, then how will that function pass happily? Because those their host, they think about their respect. What will people say? His brother did not come. Sister didn't come. Don't do this. Do not take benefit from someone's weakness. Did you remember all enmity on wedding's day? Go and attend wedding and sort your problems after. But that person says, I was waiting for this day. That's the right time to take revenge from them. This is absolutely wrong. To wait for an opportunity at the time of any function or happy occasion. You're doing this to disrepute someone. Okay, fine, he was bad to you. He did not do good to you. Beautiful teachings of Islam say, forgive those who oppress you, grant those who deprive you, and mend relations with those who break ties with you. But the day of marriage, day of union, you're talking about disunion? Don't do this. People say, today we have enjoyed. They feel important and proud that whole family will come to reconcile with us. Okay, fine, you will do this. But have you ever thought that this very act can earn displeasure of Allah? Ignore. Forgive, attend wedding and surprise all. Give the message, although I was upset, but I've come to share your happiness on this happy occasion. You'll win hearts like this.